In Fredericksburg, Virginia, work is underway to restore and redevelop Ferry Farm, the boyhood home of George Washington. Today is Washington's birthday. He was born 269 years ago. Vernon Edenfield is the president of the George Washington Fredericksburg Foundation. He says the project is not just about historic preservation.
What we're working toward in the Fredericksburg area is to protect that built and natural heritage, and at the same time to recognize that business and the economy feed the preservation and the conservation. It's a synthesis that we're trying to achieve in this place where George Washington grew up. In fact, he lived there because of business. His father came there to operate his mining ventures.
Well, this shouldn't be too difficult. I mean, Virginia has an enormous sense of history, and they even turned out Disney, which was going to build close to the Manassas battlefield. So there's an ethic there, is what I'm saying.
Yes, there is an ethic, and a strong ethic. There's also a very strong business and development ethic. All too often in the past, the two haven't communicated. They haven't worked together to strike the balance that was acceptable to both. Preservation and conservation can be very good business. Certainly, ecotourism is the wave of the present and the future, coming to see our rivers preserved, coming to see land still in its natural state.
People come to see history. They bring their money with them, and they spend it in the community. This is good for business. It makes everyone happy.
Absolutely. It's necessary for business in the community, and that's what we're working toward. And I think that synthesis, that cooperative spirit, is going to become more and more the only answer. Preservation, conservation, property rights, stewardship, they parallel freedom, responsibility. Freedom and property rights, yes, but responsibility and stewardship. Again, a synthesis of balance.
Mm-hmm. So how are you pulling this off? You put some developers on your board and make them part of the process.
We communicate. We talk a great deal. And yes, we have strong business minds on our board. We have the cutting edge of the business world looking at what we're doing. Imposing business models on the nonprofit sphere to make it work better.
There's an ecological element to this, too. There was a dam on the Rappahannock.
There is a dam
on the Rappahannock.
It's
still there.
Those rivers that were avenues of commerce, they were the roads that led directly to London from the Virginia colony. Places such as Fredericksburg were major booming ports. Washington, in his childhood in Fredericksburg, was certainly much affected by the thriving port life that went on all around him.
Have you identified the spot where he threw the silver dollar across the...
It wasn't a silver dollar. Oh. That myth has been...
Because we didn't have dollars yet. Must have thrown a pound.
Absolutely. And if we had, young George Washington would not have gone tossing silver dollars across to the muddy banks of the Rappahannock.
Vernon Edenfield is the president of the George Washington Fredericksburg Foundation.